I appreciate the opportunity. Now, I don't know. I guess you can call it charging if you want to, or whatever. However, the Word of God does that anyway when it comes, and it does. But through the week, we was thinking more or less about tonight, I reckon, because we just couldn't really get nobody laid on their heart and stuff. How we normally get somebody, but the Lord knows the timing that we need. He knows how to handle situations, and He knows how to handle me. I don't know all that sometimes. We think we know a lot of things, and there's some things we do know. But there's a whole lot of things that we still relying upon God for. Matter of fact, everything we're relying upon Him for. But now, this is just really going to be... I know Randy says a lot of times in his preaching, he says, I know y'all think I'm strange. Well, you got two strange characters, I tell you, that comes here. I don't reckon I've ever had a distinctive order or how I do on things. And I guess I ain't gonna start now. But we was thinking through the whole week about how to get over to people. It takes different ways of getting over to people and getting points across, getting people's tensions. And I'll use this just for example in a matter. Growing up, Rachel and Sabrina both played ball. Now, if Rachel made a mistake out on the ball field, I could get a little bit hateful sounding, I guess you could say. And it drove her to a place that she's going to do better. Sabrina asked me one day, she said, why don't you get on to me like you do her? I said, because you can't take what she takes. I got to figure out something that works different for you. Because I start that on you, you start crying. You start crying, Mama gets mad. Mama gets mad, me and Mama argues. So I can't do that. So even in life, it's the same way. There's some things that really catches your attention that may not catch mine, and the ways that we do things catches people's attention. So I'm just going to try to give this in the way, because I'm going to say this, if there's not a blessing that goes out to nobody out of this, I got blessed all week long with it. So I'm not going to fail even if I do this. Because it's done ready. The Bible says that the Word will accomplish what it set out to do, and it will not return void. So therefore, failure has already been defeated. It's just a fact of getting my mind out of the way. You get some people's attention through preaching. And just as Susan and them does, they get some people's attention through song. So today we're going to try a mixed bag. I'm just going to give it to you how it came. Now we're going to read in a place, and used to, I wouldn't have wrote down nothing. But I'm going to tell you through time I've learned a few things. It ain't necessarily I'm staying script to script. But I do find out these things. There's things that we forget. But I'm going to read in a place first in 1 Kings chapter 17. This may be just a little bit lengthier than usual. May not be. I don't know. But we're going to try this. Now, if it's a charge, this is, I want to say it to her, but I want to say it to everybody. When we normally come up to folks, or folks come up to us, this is one of the most common things that's ever said. How are you doing? So that's what I want to ask you. How are you doing? Now, they can't nobody answer that question but you. I can see hurt. I can see happiness on your faces and stuff. But only you know how you're really doing. So, 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to read verse 12 through 15. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first. Bring it unto me, and after make thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall thou a cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she said, and her house did eat many days. So here's a woman getting down to having to make a choice of really the amount of time that she's got to live. So how are you doing? Are we really there at that choice? Don't think we're quite there yet, but we sure look upon these little things that's happening to us. This really makes us hurt and sad, disappointed in ourselves, disappointed in life. So how are we doing? Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. So how you doing? That woman's about to lose everything. Now, we're going to go to John 11. I mean, I should be honest with you, I could never ever get the fullness out of what came. But I just really want us to sit and really think on how are you doing? We get so concentrated sometimes upon our own self. And we get to that place that we feel like that they ain't no help. You see, the woman really didn't know that Elijah was really on the way. But I'm going to tell you, there was already a command that was already sent before he got there. And just on the verge of, just imagine if she said no. What kind of story would we had? So just imagine what kind of story we could have if we don't stay in the shape that we don't need to be in. John chapter 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know even now whatsoever thou asked in God, God will give it unto thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. And whosoever liveth, believeth in me, shall never die. Believest thou this? We've all been in the same, maybe not with brother and sister, but with a loved one, praying to God that his will be done and hoping that he'll come and see it our way. But at this moment in time, it didn't happen. They sent for somebody that they believed in, but their brother died. How are you doing? You know what she said in that part right there? She said, but even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give thee. Right in the midst of her brother being dead and gone, disappointed that Jesus didn't get there, there was still something on the inside that said, but there's still a possibility. How you doing? Just hold on, my child, because he's not too far away. And he knows your need before you pray. So when your feet are weary from the mountain you have climbed, look ahead, here comes Jesus. Right on time. His timing ain't my timing. The night I got saved, I was not coming to look to get saved. That was probably the one of the very few times that I come to church mad that night. So you come to church mad? Yes, because we had a ball game and it got rained out. Now, Daddy might have already looked at the weather report and said, oh, y'all go play on that night. Because we was excited. It was a revival. It don't happen. Daddy don't never say yes. But he said yes and it rained. But I found something that night. I think one of them songs that the Crab Family sang says, he come looking for me. That's what he did. And I thank God for rain. But how you doing? Oh, it's just laying around and suffering all the time. We're always just waiting. But I'm going to tell you, God is here and he wants to fix the broken hearts. He wants to fix the lame. He wants to fix the sick. He wants to save the lost. And the only thing he's saying is he's looking at us and says, how are you doing? How are you doing? We're going to go to Mark. Mark chapter 5. All these is familiar. But I'm going to tell you, these ain't the only places that song comes involved in. You start reading and you see, when a person writes a song that God sent to them, it is much of a message than a man standing here preaching is. Because if it's anointed by the Spirit, it's sent out to do the same thing that this message does. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things and many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, come in the press behind and touched his garment, for she, if I may touch his clothes, I will be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched me?" The woman, according to the law then, had to stay separated from her family, from her friends, because she had an issue of something. How you doing? You see, we all got issues. I know this talks about an issue of blood that's physical, but we all have issues that creates a separation sometimes from each other. And I'm going to tell you this, my soul don't like to be separated from your soul. But this old man on the outside sometimes creates issues that creates a separation. The Bible said that she had to work through the press of people. In other words, she had to really work that desire that she had to be healed. And we have to do the same thing, because there's a press. You might say, well, ain't that many people here? It ain't about the people. It's about what's in my mind that's keeping me from trying to pursue what I know I need to have to get myself fixed. Touching Jesus is all that matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him, and that's believe when you call on his name. How you doing? How you doing? You know one thing that all these people was? They was tired of being in the shape that they was in. I've been in some shapes before that people's got tired of me being in. But until I got tired of it. You know why I got saved? I got tired of being lost. You know why I've come back making my acknowledgments to God? Because I got tired of being separated from Him. We're going to stay in Mark. I'm going to flip over. Still in chapter 5. It says, But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of him, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What's thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And we besought him much that he would not send them far away into the country. Now there were nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered unto the swine. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea, that they were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it to the city and the country and in the country. And they went out to see what that was done. And they came to Jesus and saw that was possessed with the devil, that he had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. The Bible never tells us what got Legion to the place that where he was at. But I know this, that sometimes the cares of life, the things that we pursue, and there it creates a separation again. But you know, no matter how far that Legion got, that soul that he had on inside of him desired Jesus. Because the Bible said when he saw Jesus, he ran to him. And the problem that we have in today, a lot of times, there's a lot of people that's running away from Jesus. But I'm going to tell you this, there's a soul that's inside of you that wants to run to him. Because I'm going to tell you, he's the only thing that can help create that cluttered mind up. He's the only thing that can bring back the unity of this mind, soul, and body. And he's looking for us. And he's willing to give us that. God reach way below the bottom and took my hand. He didn't care if I was the world's most foolish man. He took my heart, he took my soul, he took my mind. God reached way below the bottom for me that night. And I tell you the truth, the way it described this fellow, you couldn't get much lower. But the Bible says that his hands ain't too short that it cannot save, and his ears ain't so dull that they cannot hear when we pray to him. Daniel. We'll read two places in Daniel, then we'll Daniel 3:16. All this is familiar stuff. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. If not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that to heat up the furnace once 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army, and bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and the other garments, and the cast into the midst of the furnace, burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew these men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and arose up in haste and spake unto his counselors and said, did we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth man was as the Son of God. And then chapter 6, you know the story. Daniel gets thrown in the lion's den. King comes down, speaks to him. He says, and he came to the den and cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth and have no hurt for me, for such as before him innocence that was found in me. And there and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. I'm glad that sometimes that Jesus even makes a personal call coming down. I know he sends help to us, through us. That's how he works. I know people all the time, I hear them saying, I'm waiting on God. I'm just telling you, God works through us. But sometimes he just makes some personal visits with us. Now, they was in a spot. There wasn't no way out. But I'm going to tell you what we have our kids saying sometimes. He makes a way when there ain't no way out. He makes a way when there ain't no way. He rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is, I know that he can do this for you and me. What he's done for you, he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah! 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 Amen! Amen! The kids that stand up here and sing it, hallelujah! And they don't even really know fully about what they're singing at, but I'm telling you what they're looking at. They're looking from some reaction from some folks that knows what they are singing about. Because one of these days, they're going to come to an opportunity to seek, but I'm going to tell you what they're going to be asking you. How you doing? How you doing? If you ain't here, how you going to help them? How you doing? We're proud of our kids. We're thumbs up. And it's good. It's good. But I'm going to charge you on this. How are you doing? You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. He said, bring ye lame, bring ye halted, bring it all to me. He said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. I cannot go through this life alone. And I ain't just talking about with my wife and my kids and my grandkids. I'm talking about life. He said He was life. And I'm going to tell you, He asked Peter one time, who am I? He said, who do people say that I am? There's a lot of people that has a lot of opinions about matters. They don't mind Jesus being a good man. They don't mind Jesus being a teacher, if that's the case. He told them, He said, well, some of them says Jeremiah, some of them says you're one of the prophets. But I'm going to kind of phrase this in a way. He said, but how are you doing with it, Peter? How are you doing with it? Who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Son of the living God. And He told him, He said, well, that flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, there's a statement through there, and I've often wondered about it, and I could be, I ain't going to say that I'm wrong. I just tell you this, how I feel about it. You see, you take Legion. He was living in hell. And there was a gate there that was preventing him from going anywhere. But then Jesus showed up. You see, He told Peter, He said, even the gates of hell can't prevent. If you get such a desire to really get into coordinating works with God, or if you get a really desire to be saved and born again, that gate of hell can't prevent it from happening. But the only thing that Jesus can do is come and present Himself and knock on the door. And only you can open that door. How you doing? Did we just show up today just to, because we just felt like we needed to? Or did you show up today because you needed to? We don't never have to go away in the same shape that we come in. So I just really want your heart to hear this. How are you doing?